It's time now for KJAN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishina Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by WNS Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Not too bad. Another nice morning outside.
Yeah.
Very nice morning outside. Looking for a very nice day again.
Yeah, another good one.
It's kind of good when the good mornings lead to good afternoons.
Yeah.
It doesn't always work that way, as we've seen many times. Ken LaWarren is in with us here this morning in studio. He'd like to tell us this morning a little bit about what's going on down at W&S Appliance. How's Kendall today?
Very good, Jim. Thank you. Got a couple of used electric ranges, 5 used refrigerators, 2 large capacity ones, 2 match washer dryer sets, and a couple of used automatic washers, got a Maytag drying center, several used microwave hood combinations, couple of used window air conditioner, one 5,000, one 13,000 BTU, and one built-in cooktop, and used 40-gallon power vent water heater. Got water heaters. These are new, gas and electric. We deliver, install, haul the old heater away, and, of course, take care of that service later if it's needed. Got water softeners, free test of water for hardness, so we can help you properly size your new luxury water softener from W&S Appliance. Carry a full line of freezers by Amana, Whirlpool, and Frigidaire, just and upright. Sizes from 5 through and including 25 cubic foot, and most of those are in stock.
Very good. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. I have a guest joining us in studio this morning. We're going to talk a little bit about a fundraising breakfast coming up here this weekend. Gerald Hansen's in with us this morning. How are you this morning?
Okay, fine. Nice morning.
We get you up early enough this morning?
Yeah, I guess I had to get up and about.
Well, when the weather's like this, you want to get out of bed and get going.
Yeah.
Hey, talk a little bit about what you got going on Saturday. You've got a pancake breakfast.
Yeah, we sure thank KJN for letting us air this over the radio. This is the Atlantic Senior Center first pancake breakfast for a fundraiser. Mal Bryles and his wife Dee and his crew is going to cook the pancakes. They're used to cooking a lot of them for over 300 people every week over by the river, over by the Missouri River. And the pancake breakfast is this Saturday, the 19th, and some of them, they don't know where the senior center is in Atlantic. It's right straight across the street from the Atlantic News Telegraph. So it's going to be this Saturday, the 19th, and it's a free will offering. Okay. And I'd also like to take this opportunity to thank all the many individuals and there's 2 companies that has donated already the last 2 or 3 months to help keep the noon meal option open. If it wasn't for their donations, we would be on the edge right now. We wouldn't be able to have the noon meal. So we sure appreciate all the help.
Quite a few people use that senior center.
Yes. There's about 50, 60 people every week come through there. There's 3 study card parties, and 50 or 60 is a pretty good group. So the Atlantic Senior Center does a lot of good. We'd like to keep the noon meals going.
Well, those kind of facilities are important to a small community.
Yes. I'm surprised that there isn't more coming down there with a large community like this. Yeah, it's a real nice place to socialize, and we play cards and stuff, and there's a lot of social activity.
Yeah, I guess we don't really talk that much about who can participate in things or whatever. We talk about different events and things that go on at the Senior Center, but we never really much give a sales pitch for it. So, Gerald, do you want to kind of do that? Who can use the Senior Center?
Well, a lot of people think it's for people 60 years old and older, but they can come a lot younger than that, too. There's really no age limit. It's just anyone can come and enjoy the facility and play cards and just all different activities, whatever they want to do, whatever they want to drum up.
Sure. Well, I know there have been some groups, organizations, and things over time that have used the facility as well. Some folks will rent it in the off hours and weekends on occasion to use it for family events and whatever.
Yes. Far as the renting part of it, the city has to do with that. The city owns the building, mm-hmm. and the rent from the building actually goes to the city. but we own all the equipment in the facility.
You bet. And so, and it does offer a lot of different things. It's not just a big room that folks can use. There are some other rooms that can be used for different things too.
Yes, there's three rooms with carpet, and they're real nice rooms. And then the bigger area is tile. So it's just what you can use the facility, use it for whatever. Works.
It's a fundraising breakfast this weekend. What would the funds be used for? Just maintain, upkeep?
Actually, all the way it used to be all volunteers that help serve meals and everything. Mm-hmm. But the volunteers, they kind of fizzled out and don't have them no more, so we got to pay out. So that's why we got to have a continued fundraiser to keep it going.
Yeah, it's hard to find volunteers for anything anymore, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like I say, if we wouldn't have had money donated here the last 3 months or so, we'd be on the edge right now. We wouldn't be able to have the noon meals.
You bet.
And I kind of hate to see that.
Oh, absolutely. Well, let's talk a little bit about the Table of Mercy Breakfast Club helping out, too. Like you said, they're used to cooking meals for folks. They do that a few times a week, I think, over in Omaha, helping the homeless and stuff. Been doing that for many months. But in this case, they're going to help you guys out. Why did they volunteer to help you folks?
Well, Mel and Dee approached us about collecting clothing for the Table of Mercy for a week or two last spring. Well, actually, it was way last fall. And it ended up, that's still an ongoing thing. It's just unbelievable how many items of clothing and everything that we've collected. And they just really appreciate it. And this is a thank you for that. So
they're coming in just to thank you for helping them out. So
yes,
you scratch our back and we'll scratch yours.
Yeah, I guess that works good.
Well, in this case, it worked out real well.
Yeah.
Well, what time is it on Saturday?
Okay, again, it's this Saturday, the 19th, and the Senior Center is right across the street from the Atlantic News Telegraph. Okay. And thanks to everybody.
All right. So 8 to 10, you said, this Saturday?
8 to 10, and it's a free will offer.
And it's just a free will. And this is for anybody.
This is for anybody, yeah.
I know it's a senior center, but just like the folks who use it, you don't have to be technically a senior to come down and help support.
Yeah, bring your kids, grandkids, everybody.
Very good. Very good. Well, the senior center activities and things in good shape. It'll be moving forward for a long time.
Yeah, we sure hope so. We hope to have some activities for Atlantic Fest also. Mm-hmm. And we're just Robin Sullivan, that serves the meals, she comes up with some good ideas too, and this was her idea. And we're just working on different fundraisers now. We're kind of new getting started on this.
Sure. You know, it's, again, you blink and time goes by, but I was trying to remember that the senior center has been there now for what, probably 20, 25 years it's been used?
Well, actually, this location, yeah, might be something like that, but the senior center actually started maybe 50 or 60 years ago. It used to be over in the old VFW building.
Oh, okay.
Over where the Desperados are right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was, I think, if I remember correctly, I think it was a pretty good reclamation project. I think the building where you're located now was just kind of used for storage before it was renovated and then used as a senior center.
Yeah, I think it was used for storage for quite some time, but before that it was actually the Studebaker car dealership. And then, before that, the building, it used to be an old building there. They used to buy cream and eggs there and stuff. That's been a long time ago.
All right. Well, now you opened up a can of worms, because now we can talk all day about the history of the area and whatever.
Yeah, I'll say.
Yeah, everything has a history. And, well, we hope it has a good future, too. And that's why the pancake breakfast coming up this Saturday. So, again, that's this Saturday at the Senior Center here in Atlantic, and that's at 411 Walnut Street from 8 until 10 o'clock in the morning. And they hope you can come by and help those folks out. It's a free will donation, so you can choose to provide whatever you think you want to drop off there for that meal that they're going to give you on Saturday.
Yeah, they're going to have sausage with it and coffee and orange drink and the works.
Little of your favorites.
Yep.
All your favorites. Excellent. Well, Gerald, good luck with that. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Yeah, and thanks to KGN, and thanks for everyone who has supported and will come to the breakfast.
Excellent. Very good. Well, I want to turn things back over to Kendall Warren, so He could tell us a little bit more this morning about W&S Appliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. We've got my man in Maytag, Whirlpool, LG, and Frigidaire refrigerators. Got over 70 units in stock. So consequently, a good selection of models, colors, and prices. Top trade-ins on any Klee's used working refrigerator at W&S Appliance. Got ranges, freestanding models on display. Full line of built-in cooking appliances are available on special order. We offer several different brands. And, of course, washers and dryers by Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Demand, and LG. Front load and top load with tub sizes up to 5 cubic foot. We also offer Speed Queen washers and dryers, which are made in the United States. They carry 3-year parts, labor, and in-home warranty service on the washer and the dryer. In addition, they have 5 years on the washer motor and 15 years on the washer transmission. It's Thursday, the pot's on, and I'll be there till 8 this evening. Jim?
You've been known to eat a little breakfast, haven't you?
You bet.
Very good. All right. Again, don't forget to stop on by Saturday morning. If you work that into your plans, they'd sure appreciate it. The pancake breakfast at the Atlantic Senior Center, 8 to 10 a.m. for your free will donation. Hey, go out and make it a great day. God bless America.